this morning is Specialist Jordan, who is with 112th Cav in Iraq. Good morning, Specialist Jordan. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
It's great to have you this morning. Specialist Jordan, share with our listeners this morning a little bit about who you are and your background, where you're from.
Well, I'm Specialist Joe Jordan. I'm from Longview, Texas. I'm with 112 Cav out of Fort Hood, Texas.
And where did you go to school? In Longview High School?
Yes,
sir. Okay. And when did you get into the service?
In 2003.
What encouraged you to go in the military, Specialist Jordan?
I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I joined at 17, right out of high school. Just thought it was something that I needed to do to better myself and help the country out.
Okay. Has the has your service time been rewarding to you thus far?
Yes, sir, it has.
Okay. Well, your family lives in Longview, I gather?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about your family a little bit.
Just mom and dad support everything that I do and pretty much back me up. It's pretty much.
Was your mom concerned about you going in the military?
Yeah. She was worried about the deployments, and this being my second one, she's dealing with it a little bit easier now than the first.
Okay, so this is your second deployment in Iraq, then? Okay. How about your dad? How's he feel about your service?
He's proud of me that I actually learned something that I like doing and found help in the country, so he supports everything that we do.
Well, we're just like your dad. We're proud of you, too. We're proud of your commitment. You know, going into the military at the age of 17, 4 years ago, that's quite a big jump, and that's quite a commitment, and I just want to just thank you for making that commitment and making that decision on behalf of my children and grandchildren and for friends, family of mine that have children. Thank you very much for being willing to put your life in the hands of the military and serve us and protect us, and we appreciate that very much. Well, when you got into the service back in 2003, where did things start for you?
I went to Fort Sill, Oklahoma for basic training, and then I went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina for AIT, and upon completion of that, I went to Fort Hood, Texas.
Okay, and Fort Hood, Texas is where you got into the first Cav?
I was originally assigned to 1-7.
Gary Owen. Okay, I was in the Gary Owen in Korea long before your time, and I was in 4-7 Cav. Well, were you in first? So were you, what was your MOS specialty?
I'm a human resource specialist.
Okay. What was your MOS when you initially got in?
I'm human resource specialist.
All right. Well, you're on your second tour in Iraq at this time. Do you find the country a little bit different this time than you did the first time?
Yes, sir. I'm in a different area than I was the previous time, so it's a big difference, big change.
Where were you the first time?
I was in Baghdad.
Okay, and you're where now?
Baklava.
Okay, where's Baklava for our listeners so they can have an idea from Baghdad? Where's Baklava from Baghdad?
That's 40 miles north.
40 miles north? Okay, all right. What's really different about the country this time that in your assignment versus the first time that you were there?
Different, I mean, seeing the different religious preferences.
Okay.
And how people act and things like that.
You think they're acting more favorable, less favorable, or?
I think more favorable.
Okay. You've been on your second tour in Iraq now for how long?
12 months. About a month.
Are you getting close to coming home then?
December, we come home.
In December, you come home. Okay. And as far as your career in the military so far, I gather you're enjoying your service. You intend to stay in the military, make a career, or are you going to pursue, maybe an advanced degree in education, do something else? What's your plan?
I just re-enlisted in May.
Okay.
For another 4 years.
All right. So at that point in time, you're going to have almost 8 years in, so you'll probably be at that decision point. Are you going to stay for 20 or what you might do? What else you want to do in the military?
I really haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to when you get home off of this tour? What are some of the things that you're really going to be excited about when you get home?
Spending time with my family and my nephew. I really haven't got to see him too much with all the deployments, so it would be good to hang out with him and family.
Tell us about your nephew a little bit.
He's six. Only time I saw him was for the first year of his life, and then I've been gone with the military. So,
okay, is this a sister or brother's child?
That's my sister's.
Okay, all right. They live in Longview?
They live in Dallas.
In Dallas, okay. Well, growing up in Longview, that's deep east Texas, what kind of hobbies and activities do you like to get involved in when you're back at home?
Watching high school football.
Okay, did you play high school football?
No, I didn't play. I just pretty much watched.
Okay. All right. What are some of the things you try to do for entertainment there in Iraq when you do have some time off?
Just hang out with friends, play cards, internet, and try to call home as much as possible.
Okay. All right. Well, Specialist Jordan, we appreciate your service. I mean, going into the military right out of high school at the age of 17, I suspect your mom is handling it a little bit better at this point in time now that you've been in for 4 years. Okay. Well, listen, when you get back home, you're welcome to look us up here at KTAM. I'd be more than happy to shake your hand and thank you for your service and for what you do for our country. And I'd like for you to make sure that you convey to your fellow soldiers and friends there that we support you 100% here in Central Texas. We believe that those of you serving us over there are doing a great job for protecting our freedoms back here at home. We just want to encourage you to always be safe and continue to do the great job that you're doing, and we just really appreciate very much the service that you give us and how you're spending your life and helping protect us here at home. Any message you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
Just thank you for y'all's support and watching us through this. We know it's hard that we're over here, and we really do support everything that y'all do for us. Part of it.
All right. Specialist Jordan, thank you. We're out of time, and I appreciate it, and you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.